Well, welcome back. 7:47 here on WMAL. We're here with the voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael. And Larry, the Redskins are tied for first right now in the NFC East. I shouldn't make too much of it. There's two games in
2 weeks, Vince. Come
on. I know, but I'm getting excited. I'm sorry. I can't control myself. But now we're going into week three, and the Oakland Raiders are coming into D.C.
Yeah, big game. Big game Sunday night, 8:30 kickoff. FedEx Field, get there early if you're going. Don't forget Metro closes at 10:30 if you're going. And for the Redskins, you know, a chance to get two in a row. It's a very tough opponent. It's going to be a very tough game, but I would be shocked if the Redskins did not play great.
I would expect so, especially after last week's performance where it looked like they sort of figured out how to achieve some semblance of a balance between both running and passing. Can we expect this week that they'll be able to achieve that same balance facing a Raiders defense?
Each game is different. I don't think anybody would have predicted that type of pass-run ratio, 39 runs, 27 passes last week. But it really got the job done. Over 220 yards, 229 exact rushing. And that was a winning formula. And maybe if the defense gives them the same looks, maybe that's the plan. I don't know, but I think that is a good, solid way to win a game. Good defense and a running game.
Now, the UPI last week had the Raiders not winning. And look what happened. The Redskins. The Redskins last week pulled it out, right?
Anything Mary those guys say.
But,
come on.
But this year they're saying, the reason I said Raiders is this year they've got Raiders up 31-17. They say that unless you you can stop the quarterback Carr.
Yeah.
You're going to have a hard time. Can they stop Carr?
Sure, they could stop
Carr. Can they stop a car?
Can they stop? Well, it is. You know what? Today's
that's how good these Redskins
car
are.
Day.
They
can
stop a car.
Free day.
Mary, let me tell you something. Every game could go either way. Every game. You cannot count on anything. They have a very good football team. I think the Redskins are a very good football team.
Yeah.
Carr, great quarterback, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. They've got a lot of weapons offensively. They got some great players on the defense. And they've kind of been building this team over the last few years, the Raiders have. And Jack Del Rio is a good coach. He's been around a long time. But, you know, the Redskins are pretty good, too. I think Jay Gruden did a great job in the game against the Rams. I mean, it overlooked, I think, was the coaching job the Redskins did in that victory. Yeah. So it's exciting. It's going to be an exciting game, packed house, national TV. And for the Redskins, a chance to win their first at home this year. You know, the opener didn't go their way. So I think they'd like to go home happy on Sunday night, late Sunday night. I think it'll be a close game.
And isn't it sometimes better to be the underdog, to be the team that they're like, yeah, the other team's going to win 31-17, and then you don't have that pressure on you to win, but you can come up from behind and
yes,
boom.
Oh, yes, you do have pressure
to
win.
No, you know what I mean.
You know what?
You can come up from behind. I like that and surprise everybody.
There is something to be said for that. There is something to be said for that. But, you know, again, I don't want to say who cares what those guys say, but who cares what those guys say? I mean,
that's the spirit.
You get into a game like that, you can throw all that out the window because the players in the field are going to make the difference. Not anybody's prediction from before or any kind of spread or anything like that. The players on that evening, Redskins a little banged up, but most of the guys I think have gotten through the week, so I think they're going to be in good shape.
Jordan Reed resuming practice this week. He's got some injured ribs. How are injuries going to keep anybody meaningful out of the game this weekend?
Fingers crossed, doesn't look like it, but you never know. You got a couple more days. The Raiders are relatively healthy. They had some players who were practicing on a limited basis, and the Redskins had some players practicing on a limited basis. They've got to practice today and another day tomorrow, and I think by Sunday night, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Having the guys on the field for practice this week is so important,
yes,
even if they're limited.
All right,
so,
give us a breakdown, Larry. Where can we hear everything, and when can we hear you this
Sunday?
Well,
you know where you can hear the game, right here on WMAL, 105.9 and 6:30 a.m., and it starts at 8:30. And I'll tell you what, again, if you're going to the game, get there early. It's going to be a big crowd. Every week, if you watch Redskins Nation on CSN, the show I host every day, I'm predicting a Redskins win. You guys got to know
right.
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Of course. With Woo-hoo! Abundant
you
sunshine.
You heard it here first.
With
Redskins
abundant
win.
Sunshine.
On Sunday night. Thanks, Larry, very much.
Thanks, guys.